Apple have announced some new iPads, haven't they? They're available, I think, from this coming Wednesday.
Yeah, they have. Now, these are the new basic iPads first I'll talk about. They've got four new colours, newer design, which means the home button is gone. So is the headphone jack. Starts at $749. These are the iPads for 95% of people out there. Slight price rise, I think, of around about $100 from the last model. But these are the ones that you know, your mums and dads and businesses that should do. They've also announced new iPad Pros available in the 11-inch and 12.9-inch. I'll tell you who should buy what in a second. The new iPad Pros for 2022 come with their new super fast M2 chip, which is not in the basic iPad. So it's a real boost in performance. There's a new Apple Pencil experience for those people that use the Apple Pencil. You can actually hover up to 12 millimetres above the display and see what it's going to do. That makes it more precise sketching and illustrating. Now, they start at $1,399 or $1,899. Big price difference between the two, isn't there, Lee?
It sounds pretty good, though, but we're getting used and getting accustomed to these price rises right across the board, aren't we? So not immune to it. Apple, with their new iPads, they'll be available from this coming Wednesday. What about the iOS 16? Now, you're telling me off-air they'll be available for iPads from tomorrow.
It is. Now, iOS 16 has not been available for iPads for about a month, but we've had it on iPhones. So tomorrow we're going to see the new iPad operating system drop, which is a really good idea. Also, just for people, the iPhone 16.1 will be out for you tomorrow as well with some new features. Lots of new features on there and a thing called Stage Manager. So it allows you to manage multiple windows on the iPad that we take for granted in Windows and Apple computers. So you can have multiple things open on the iPad, flick between all of them very, very easily.
Handy.
Plus, it is very handy. Plus, the new operating system for Mac Ventura will be out the same day. Lots of new features on that, including a thing called Continuity Camera, which allows you to use your iPhone as your webcam. So you can use the camera system of your iPhone with your Mac to actually use it as a webcam. All you do is actually bring the iPhone close to the Mac. It automatically switches to the iPhone as a camera input. Works wirelessly, nothing to plug in. And it is an amazing feature. I've already tested it. Works very well.
Lots of new product which is available on the market now, just in time for Christmas, dare we say it. One word that we've heard quite regularly over the last couple of weeks, Richard, is hacking. And Energy Australia hacked after data stolen from Medibank and not forgetting the Optus thing too from about a month ago.
When's all this going to stop, Lee?
Exactly.
That's probably so the electricity company, the breach only involved 323 residential and small business customers. I always doubt these figures now. Includes customer's name, address, email address, electricity, gas bills, phone number, and the first six and last three digits of their credit cards. Makes it easier to go along and fill in the blanks, doesn't it?
It sure does.
Yeah, so users are now required to implement 12-character passwords, including a mix of capital and lowercase letters, numbers and special characters. If you're an Energy Australia customer, you know what? I'd be going and changing all of my passwords for them. Plus, with Medibank as well, hackers say if you're somebody with Medibank, your stuff's being held to ransom out there. So this is developing at the moment. So they've got 3.9 million customers out there. Honestly, it's terrible, Lee. The hackers may also have access to customer credit card numbers. Monitor your bank accounts. You've really got to go and sit down, have a look at your bank account and say, you know what, that credit card transaction, was used. I didn't do it. Contact the bank. Now, the government talking about implementing a $50 million fine for companies. My big fear about doing that, Lee, is if you've got that fear of a fine hanging over your head, are you going to actually report if something happens?
No.
I can't see a lot of some companies going, you're $50 million, we'll keep it to ourselves. We'll just change our security policies inside, because companies are going down left, right, centre in Australia at the moment.